This is the 1999 Key Stage 2 Mental Arithmetic Levels 3 to 5 test. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished reading them, your teacher will stop the tape and answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start by reading a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 20 questions for the test. On your sheet, there's an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you can't work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. What is 6 less than 25? What is 6 less than 25? Now, put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. How many 20 pence pieces are there in 2 pounds? How many 20 pence pieces are there in 2 pounds? Question 2. Subtract 40 from 120. Subtract 40 from 120. Question 3. Multiply 7 by 9. Multiply 7 by 9. Question 4. How would 4:15 in the afternoon be shown on a 24-hour digital clock? How would 4:15 in the afternoon be shown on a 24-hour digital clock? Question 5. How many milliliters are there in 2.5 liters? How many milliliters are there in 2.5 liters? For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 6. Jan buys a newspaper for 80 pence and pays with a £5 note. How much change does she get? Jan buys a newspaper for 80 pence and pays with a £5 note. How much change does she get? Question 7. What is twice 540? What is twice 540? Question 8. A bus is due to arrive at 9:50. It is 25 minutes late. At what time will it arrive? A bus is due to arrive at 9:50. It is 25 minutes late. At what time will it arrive? Question 9. A square playground has a perimeter of 100 meters. How long is one of its sides? A square playground has a perimeter of 100 meters. How long is one of its sides? Question 10. Add 3.5 to 4.8. Add 3.5 to 4.8. Question 11. Imagine a triangular prism. How many faces does it have? Imagine a triangular prism. How many faces does it have? Question 12. The sequence of numbers on your answer sheet follows the rule double and subtract 1. What is the next number? The sequence of numbers on your answer sheet follows the rule double and subtract 1. What is the next number? Question 13. Put a ring around the fraction on your sheet, which is equivalent to 40%. Put a ring around the fraction on your sheet, which is equivalent to 40%. Question 14. Calculate the difference between 340 and 710. Calculate the difference between 340 and 710. Question 15. When rolling a fair dice numbered 1 to 6, what is the probability of getting an odd number? When rolling a fair dice numbered 1 to 6, what is the probability of getting an odd number. For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 16. Add together 38, 23, and 44. Add together 38, 23, and 44. Question 17. In a sale, there is 50% off all prices. A chair costs £45 in the sale. How much was it before the sale? In a sale, there is 50% off all prices. A chair costs £45 in the sale. How much was it before the sale? Question 18. What number is halfway between 24 and 40? What number is halfway between 24 and 40? Question 19. The pie chart on your answer sheet shows the favorite colors of 120 children. Use the chart to estimate the number of children who chose red. The pie chart on your answer sheet shows the favorite colors of 120 children. Use the chart to estimate the number of children who chose red. Question 20. Put a ring around the expression on the answer sheet, which gives the answer nearest to 100. Put a ring around the expression on the answer sheet, which gives the answer nearest to 100. Now, put down your pen or pencil. The test is finished.